This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Aspects there in terms of rounding out the G League, the two ways, and what Newell's role is going to be with his team this year. There's some importance to this summer league and not just, hey, listen, let's get these guys loose.
Well, I think for Kobe Bufkin, for example, who off to a very hot start in the game, is can he run the game from the point? You know, Kobe's been hurt so much in the 2 years that we've had him. We haven't really seen him play a lot. So watching him play, understanding, you know, what offense we're running and his command of it. And then Asa Newell, you know, different kind of pressure on him as he's out there, you know, for the very first time. He just had a steal. I wonder if I'm allowed to do play-by-play. But he just had a steal. And I think it's just seeing him, you know, on the court against a higher level of competition and what he can do. And so far, it's looking pretty good.
Well, you wonder if you could do – Steve, you're a television guy. If TBS is broadcasting a game and somebody's doing it on the radio, are you going to say, hey, wait, stop?
No, but I mean, it's perspective. This is summer league. Most of these guys, the right. Lion's share won't be in the league.
Right. You know. And you're the CEO of the team, so I think there's a little latitude there. A couple of years back, you and I were sitting at the State Farm Arena, and you looked at me, and we were talking, Carl and I and you, and you said you thought this franchise had made a big mistake in the decision after the playoffs against Milwaukee and the run against the Knicks and the Sixers, the big mistake in deciding to run it back. Not to revisit that, but now you're not running it back with this team anymore. You made major changes to the front office, which has paid off extremely well. This isn't running it back, Steve. This is advancing and moving the ball forward in a way I haven't seen this franchise do. I'm not sure I've ever seen them do it this way.
You know, success is a tricky thing. And we came out of nowhere in 21 to make the Eastern Conference Finals, and the team was playing so well together, you kind of didn't want to break it up. In hindsight being 2020, we should have, you know, seen where our weaknesses were and made some additions and potentially some subtractions, which we, you know, at that time didn't do. This time with our new manager, Ansi Sala, had a very clear eye for what was needed, what he wanted to do, and he went out and did it. And I really am incredibly excited about what he's done, and more importantly, his vision and his team building. You know, we were in a very competitive situation for Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and he chose Atlanta. And people have talked about free agents not choosing Atlanta. There we go. Maybe the top free agent this offseason, chose Atlanta. He knew we needed rim protection, and we knew Clint Capela, you know, as he wasn't starting for us anymore, and was going to move on, needed somebody who could both space the floor but also protect the rim. Here comes, you know, Porzingis. So he's made a lot of really, really, really good moves, but they're all against a strategy that he has for team building. And obviously, you know, everything today is just on paper, but you certainly makes you feel good to hear people who are enjoying the paper.
Yeah, no kidding, especially even national media people who are saying, hey, listen, this is a real thing here with this team. You know, in all the wins that Steve Kuhn and the franchise had in this offseason, the real win that took everybody's breath away, including mine, was the win of the unprotected number one pick, the better of Milwaukee and New Orleans that you were able to get. That might turn out to be, come the trade deadline, you can keep it, but by the trade deadline, if the Pelicans are no good, and they may not be, and they're suddenly in the top four spot, that could be, if he wants to use it for Anze Soleil, the biggest trade deadline chip the Hawks, or maybe any, I don't know, the Hawks certainly have ever had in trying to make a trade deadline move. I can't imagine a bigger one.
John, you should be in the business because you're exactly right. We were talking about that the other day. You have an asset going into the trade deadline that's, you know, incredibly powerful, incredibly powerful. And we'll, you know, we've got a long way to see what happens. And again, we can't control New Orleans and Milwaukee's performance. Atlanta leads Miami 21-17 in our first summer league game. But it is projected to be, both by our analytics and everybody else's analytics, a lottery pick, which means it could go number one. So we'll see what the college market. From what I've heard, next year's draft is more loaded than this year's draft. So it should be really interesting.
Yeah, so it's going to – not that they would exercise that. They may say the draft is just too good. We can't pass it up, especially if the potential of a top four pick, I understand, or even the number one pick. But at the same time, if they wanted to use it, this is like, you're playing – chess at another level here. This is 3D, dimensional chess here, because you can, if you're right there, because walk me through this, because I want to know from the inside. I want you to take me, everybody listening, all the fans inside the Hawks front office for a moment here, because as excited as we are by the moves that Anze Soleil made in terms of bringing in Graham and Dinwiddie and then everything he's done from a player perspective here and what he still will do in terms of rounding out the bench for Quinn Snyder here, as excited as the national media seems to be in a growing consensus that the Hawks are right there with the Rockets and the Orlando Magic, and suddenly you see, potential problems with teams like Milwaukee and Boston and whatnot, that the Hawks could be, not only a top five team, maybe a top four team, and people are starting to get, hey, listen, can you make a run here? What's it like inside the offices to finally know that you are sitting on the cusp of being a true legitimate contender to win it all?
Well, I haven't heard any of that inside the building, because there's so many variables and factors. And again, I love the enthusiasm. We feed off the enthusiasm. We've had a lot of people coming out and buying season tickets, and we're very, very appreciative of the market. But we still have to play the games. We still have to execute, Coach Snyder's, they just showed him on TV, his vision. And we're cautiously optimistic. But, John, I really enjoy this conversation versus some of the other ones we've had.
Well, I'm just brutally honest at times, Steve. I mean, it's the way I work here. Okay. and by the way, I think the honesty, once everybody's honest with each other and we're all transparent, and by the way, you've been transparent too. So kudos to you. So we all understand there's no reason Steve, we both know from your years at Turner, from my years at Turner and all my years, and we both know what this town wants. And if this town gets that basketball team, you got a hint of it with a 60-win team. You got a hint of it with the series against Philly, New York, Philly, and Milwaukee. Those guys win. This team wins an NBA world title and does what Indiana did this year and then some by actually sealing off the deal. This town will go crazy.
That's a life stream. I mean, as a native Atlantan, that'd be great. Now, can we stop talking about it before you jinx it?
Oh, thanks.
Let's talk about Paul McCartney coming to State Farm Arena November 2nd and 3rd. Tickets go on sale Tuesday, pre-sale, general on sale on the 18th.
Are you going to get me tickets if I'm really nice to you on the interview? You're gonna swing me a couple?
Probably not. Probably not. But I am going to say, I love the enthusiasm. I love the moves that we've made. I think there's, you know, we've got to finish out the roster. I love that guys are supporting each other. You know, a lot of our guys are out in summer league watching the rookies, you know, cheering for the team. And it all just builds upon itself. So it's so far been a really, really good off season, and there's more to come. And it's, you know, it's really encouraging and exciting, and I can't wait for October to get here.
Yeah, yeah. What exactly can you put a finger on your expectations for this season?
No.
Is that fair?
No, okay. That would be foolish.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could broadly
broad terms, we want to be a playoff team, not a play-in team.
Right, and broadly, you want to have that excitement here. You know, I read a little bit, and you could take me inside here. I read that Trey was, you know, actively acting as a, you know, calling people, talking to guys, you know, whether it was Porzingis or Walker or Kennard or whomever he talked to, that he was actively kind of helping you recruit. Is that a buy-in thing, or did he offer that up? Or you ask him? How did that all come about?
No, I mean, everything with Trey is organic. I walked into Asa Newell's press conference and came through the back way, and there's this guy at the drink cooler, and I wanted to get a bottle of water, and his back was to me. And turned around, it was Trey. It's like, wow, that was amazing. I didn't expect to see him, you know, in town for a press conference for a rookie that was drafted, but he wanted to be there. So I think that his actions speak for themselves, and he's, you know, he's going to be very happy to have the assets that we've acquired. And I think Coach will put them all in the best way possible to win.
Yeah, well, I can't tell you how excited I think all of us are for, you know, the additional moves that will be made. Steve, you managed to put the franchise in the, I think, the most positive direction I've seen in quite some time. So kudos to you, to the wrestlers and everybody else, because the forward momentum of the franchise is noticeable to everyone who pays any attention to basketball at all. You know, whether national media or people or fans in the stands, everybody gets it. And you even said it with ticket sales. It's obvious.
Well, John, I'm very appreciative. And I can't wait to see, you know, the team hit the floor. It is good to bring in new blood, bring in people that play Quinn style of ball. Our defense should be significantly better. And our second team, you know, is looking strong. And so there's going to be competition, and competition builds teams. So,
Yep. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the Summer League opener. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Steve. And I'm sure we're going to check in with you. Dukes and Bell will be throughout all the summer. And let's get it on. Thanks.
Thank you, John. Thanks for the positive. And don't forget Paul McCartney tickets. And tomorrow night, WWE. John, you love wrestling, don't you?
I'd rather go to Paul.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let it go, John. Just go with me. All right.
I'd rather see Sir Paul. That would be more my
wrestling. Thing. There you go. Put them together.
Okay.
All right, guys.
I'm not going to wrestle Paul McCartney. No, I'm not going to do that. Yeah, he's a Beatle.
That's probably smart. Like,
I'm not going to. I'd break one of his fingers. Nobody would. Everybody would. I'd be done. No.
He's 83 years old. Yeah, leave right, the man alone.
The man alone. Thank you, Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.